Welcome to the Offshore Fishing Report, presented by Angler News SA, South Africa's first fishing podcast series, to bring you the latest reports, hot or not, from Sadwana to Namibia. Here's your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.
Hey guys, welcome back to this week's South African Offshore Fishing Report on Angler News South Africa. I am your host, Vanessa Green. And guys, this week is another week where there is a mixed bag of fishing. Certain areas have quietened down a bit. Certain areas are on absolute fire. We're continuing from last week's fishing reports. And in this week's show, we've also got news from abroad. We got our correspondent from East London, John Loof, who is now fishing in Iceland, representing our deep sea proteas. And although John is all that far away, he's still giving us a report of what's been going on out there, including some wolf fish, which was absolutely freakishly ugly looking. But anyway, we're going to get to that when we get down to John's report. For now, let's kick off our reports on KZN, as always, Sadwana Bay, where not too much has changed from last week's report. Still the odd marlin, a few kuta, and very quiet tuna. However, moving down from there to St. Lucia, where there's been a good amount of species coming out, especially if you are looking for that bottom fish species. There's still a fair amount of kuta, some huge tuna, but the pick of the bunch is the snook that's on the bite. Now, I've got reports where there are snook breaking spoons in half. So this is some pretty aggressive or hungry fish. And if you are chasing these species, St. Lucia is certainly one of the areas to be. Moving on from St. Lucia is Richards Bay, where we've got Ali this week with her latest report. And this is what she had to say.
Hi, Vinesh. It's Ali back with another report. For the past week, the weather have been on and off, but overall, fishing was good over the weekend. Deep sea anglers have been catching some snook and kuta from the north side, and down south, guys caught a few mussel crackers on the ledge. On Pitingo, there were rock salmon and a bit shallower. There you got the rubber lips, rockets, and a few odd 2kg salmons. Some late season dorado were also being caught. For harbour, anglers have been trying to catch the garrick, but no luck. There were a few other species coming out. Our estuary is a bit murky from the weather, but there is a news of some bronze bream and snapper salmon. But that's all for now. Tight lines, everyone.
Thank you so much for that, Ali. Always great to have your input on board. Now guys, moving down the north coast, it has quietened down significantly. Chatting to Nick from Intanzini Banks, there's been one or two boats that's been out, and pretty much all that we've got was a few kuta. One boat's got four, another boat's got two. Today being Thursday the 19th, there has been three boats that went out, but no reports as yet. So we're waiting to hear what's going on from there. Moving on to your areas of Balito, well, the fishing has been a bit strange. It was started off a bit quiet, but then started to pick up. So yeah, fishing is a little more positive down there. Your species being kuta and snook that's been on the bite. The bottom fish as well, guys have been going out, been getting a few bottoms, a few mixed bag of bottoms, but nothing to really brag about on the report side. However, moving on to Durban, Brad Krobler has been given us a decent report, and this is what he has come up with.
Well, good day guys, Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. The fishing for the last week has been pretty good. Been some nice bottom fish. There's been a couple of keelback out in the deep reefs. Sharks really haven't been giving us too much of a hard time out there. There's been quite a few kuta in between the bluffs, the bluff area, all the way down to the cuttings and all that. But then the most predominant fish this week has been the half cob. They're sitting in that 29 fathom area off Glen Ashley area. So guys, half cob are there. Go have fun, keep it tidy, keep your legal limit and the legal size. Thanks guys.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Your intel is always valued to us. And yes, guys, the half cob has certainly been the talk of the town in KZN. Well, moving down south coast, we've got Brian with a report of the water and weather conditions, and as well as a few of what he's been noticing with the fishing that's going on.
Hi, Vinesh. So far this week, the game fish has been pretty quiet. We've had some good weather conditions. The Saturday, the sea was beautiful. The guys did go out. However, no specifics on what they're catching. I know they are getting bottom fish though. Certain guys have been trying in the evening, so there must be some dogger and keelback around. But yes, this Sunday the sea wasn't so wonderful. So some guys did go out, the bigger boats went out. Again, no specifics on whether they caught or not. But yeah, the guys are targeting the bottom fish nowadays, as the game fish has gone a little on the quiet side now. The Saturday weather looked terrible, so I don't think anybody's going to fish Saturday. Yeah, guys, just be safe out there with these unpredictable weather conditions. Cheers. Have a good one.
Thank you so much for that, Brian. Yes, this weather is going to be looking wet and cold for this weekend, but the bottom fish is certainly there. And guys, with the winter bite in the air, the edibles are certainly on the bite. Moving on to the lower south coast of KZN, we've got Jan with a report for this week. And this is what Jan had to say.
Hi, all fellow anglers. And this is Jan from Lucky Sands and Shelly Beach. Yeah, the fishing is still quite poor. The water is still dirty. Current is very strong, bottom fish are not biting well. We have a lot of slurry on the bottom of the ocean, especially in waters 40 meters and shallower. All the fish is lying deep, and as I say, the currents are strong and we're not having much success. A few nice tunas came out, but on the chum, on the trawl, very, very little. Well, let's see next week what happens. Have a good fishing experience. Ciao.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. So, yes, some tough times fishing down the south coast as well. So, guys, it has been some interesting reports in KZN. There is fish, mainly bottom fish. It is going to be a wet weekend. It is going to be rather difficult to fish if you're in KZN. However, if you are targeting the snook and the half cob, they're certainly on the bite if you can brave the conditions to get out there. If you're not, always remember, pop into your local tackle stores, speak to the guys, chat with them, find out what's the latest trends, and find out what's going to be going on and what you need for the winter fish that is coming around. Now, moving on to our usual report from East London. Well, we don't have one because our correspondent John is fishing in Iceland, and I chatted with him. It is sounding very exciting. He's having a fantastic time out there, a really great experience, and this is his feedback of what's been going on in Iceland over this past week.
Yes, good evening, Vinesh. Sorry, the report is so late. Iceland is 2 hours behind South Africa, so I know it's pretty late there at the moment. But yeah, the Protea team is in Iceland to fish the European Championships, offshore bottom fishing. And the main species of target would be cod and coalfish. The team is consisting of Alan Ford, myself, John Duff, Francois Bierkes, and Wayne Gerber. We've got 5 practice days lined up in a row at the moment, and then we're going to have 2 days traveling to the main center where the competition is going to take place, which is on the western side of Iceland in Ólafsvík. And we'll have one more practice day there, and then the competition starts. As I mentioned, the main species here are cod and coalfish. That's going to be the target species for the competition, but there are many other species of fish in Iceland, and Iceland is very, very blessed to have a lot of fish. They really look after their fish very well, and cod main species are caught all over in the fjords and out deep sea, as well as coalfish. Everyone knows the halibut. There's halibut here, not too abundant, quite a fished out species. That's why they're looking after what they've got. And then quite a strange fish called a wolffish. I'm sure a lot of people have heard of the wolffish. We had our first practice day today. A lot of cod were caught, a lot of cold fish, and I think five or six wolffish were caught. Quite a strange eel-looking fish with long, huge teeth, very powerful jaws, can bite right into a block of wood and actually splinter it. They got extremely strong jaws, so you got to steer clear of them. Yeah, Vinesh, just to let you know, that's what the story is here. First practice day today, and we're going to go out again early in the morning. So that's a report. If you'd like to post it, you're welcome. And we'll chat next week.
Thank you so much for that, John. Always great to hear from you. Although you are halfway across the world, it is great to hear what you guys are doing and bring back that gold for South Africa. All the best with that European tournament. Now, sticking in East London, we've got Lando from Elcox. And Lando has a report of Port Elizabeth.
Hi, guys. Yes, this is the fishing report from Port Elizabeth to Cape St. Francis. Yes, this week wasn't as good as last week, but the guys still managed to get some geelback. They've been getting some cob, they've been getting some yellowtail, but not all the boats have been getting. Certain guys are doing better than other guys. They did some trolling, they got some bonita, because the water temperature is still pretty nice here. It's between 20 and 22. So, yeah, also a lot of bait fish still around. So the bonitas and the skipjack tunas are looking still quite good. And then they've got some, off the point here, they've got some yellowfins between 10 and 20 kilos. So that was pretty good. And then also they've been getting some leries behind the surf lines, trolling and some live bait. It's been a week that the guys definitely have got fish, but it hasn't been as good as normal. And then towards the weekend, we got the stockfish derby. So that should be quite nice for the guys that want to get some stock. And it's a good competition. So next week, I'll tell you guys what actually happened there. But otherwise, yeah, guys, have a good one. Good fishing. Cheers. Bye.
Thank you so much for that, Lando. Glad to hear the fishing is still good, and we cannot wait to hear what happened with that stockfish competition. Now, that rounds off Eastern Cape. What about Western Cape? Moving on to Gordon's Bay, and the fishing has been really good. Lots of yellowfin tuna. The weather conditions has been absolutely perfect. The Skibo Club has reported that there has been zero wind there past week. So lots of boats coming out and coming in with a lot of good quality fish. And in sticking with that good quality fish and the good fishing that's happening in the Western Cape, we've got Rudy. Rudy from Somerset West. And this is what Rudy has to say about the fishing that's going on down there.
Hi, morning, Vinesh. Hope all are well, your side. Yeah, Vinesh, info or feedback that I have for you, there were some bad days of to go out to sea, but over the weekend, some warriors took on the sea on Saturday, actually, and ran to the deep with great success on the tuna. They had some great fish and good fun out there. Now we're sitting with some rain. Don't think the oaks are going to run out now. But over the weekend, they definitely had some good fun. So the fish are still good on the offshore. But inshore, here and there, a couple of Roman and as we call Hottentot, rock and surf side, the Steambras and the Galjoen are biting quite well, which is great. Because if you can't go to sea, you can at least go stand on the beach or the rocks and catch some fish. But other than that, that's basically all I have for you this week. Yeah, our winter is coming, so it's rainy season for us now. So the fishing is going to slow down a little bit. I've heard of some yellowtail that was out at Cape Point. But lockjaw, they weren't eating very, very actively. So the oak saw them through spoons, through plugs, but no reaction. Fish has got a bit of a lockjaw. There is this time of a year where they go like that and you can do anything. You won't take a bait, take a lure, doesn't matter. But yeah, lekker, enjoy, and I'll speak to you next week.
Thank you so much for that, Rudy. Always great to have your feedback and your content come through on our show. And yeah, some very interesting fishing over there, no matter what you throw at them. If they're not hungry, they're not hungry. But I tell you who is hungry, it's the fish in Hout Bay. Here's what Sean from Hout Bay had to say about fishing this past week.
Hey, good day. Wednesday today. Update from Hout Bay. The tuna chaos continues. Plenty of fish out there, guys. World-class fish of a big class. Some longfin as well. A couple of Dorado jumping around. So yeah, it looks set to continue for a while. Unfortunately, the weather today has put us to bed. Thursday doesn't look great either, Friday, but Saturday and Sunday opens up. Next week we've got Tuna Nationals, one of the top competitions out of Hout Bay, fished out of the tuna capital, Hout Bay. 10 teams from all over the country on 10 kilo line. It's a bit like going to a gunfight with a knife, but it tests your skill to the maximum. So that's what's happening next week. We'll definitely get in Monday and Tuesday, probably Wednesday be at home and then fish again on Thursday. But there are plenty of tuna still off Hout Bay. From Captain Tuna, tight lines.
Absolutely fantastic, Captain Tuna. Thank you so much for the feedback off Hout Bay. Really good to hear the tuna is coming out. Of course, there would be some good and bad days with the weather, but the fish is still there. So fantastic. Looking forward to next week's report. And now to round off the Western Cape and our South African offshore fishing reports, we have Linton Nocky. And this is what Linton's feedback has been over the past week.
Willie, just to give you a heads up, bit of inclement weather right now. Nothing has happened, but to let you know, on the West Coast, the guys were catching decent snook quite a bit. The commercials, a lot of it on leadline. Macassar, same story once again. Kalyun, lots of it. Either on moonshine, bloodworm, prawn, and then rotten red bait. That's what's happening on our side over here. I heard in Mossel Bay, a couple of nice white steambrass coming out, as well as big kalyun, bass kalyun, which were caught on red bait. I haven't heard much from the back. I know the charter operators before the weather got some nice yellowfin tuna. But I think most of the commercial fleet have moved up to the West Coast now to rather target the snook. There's more money involved in that. The price really dropped per kilo on the yellowfin. Whereas if you are catching snook and you're getting, what, between maybe 100 to 110, 120 man a snook, they're selling it for 140 off the boat. So financially it makes a hell of a difference rather to target snook than to target yellowfin. I heard up at the Breda River one or two big cob came out which were released, and furthermore in the Strand area not much happening. Hunkler, nothing happening there either. The guys who went out locally to scratch for bankfish got very good red Roman, Hottentot, couple of funga, but nothing to write home about. So I think once this big north comes to an end, I think the snook will get heavier on the bite. Also, just to let you know that the yellowtail did make an appearance off Cape Point. Guys got a couple. I see the new in thing to target yellowtail in our area now is the slow jigging, and it seems quite an art. So personally, I'd like to try it once I'm up and running. So that's all I can give you from the Western Cape side for now. And yeah, I'll keep you posted. Cheers, brother.
Thank you so much for that, Linton. What a fantastic and detailed report covering the remainder of the West Coast. So guys, that brings us to the end of another week of fishing reports. I hope it's managed to get you into the right feeding zone. I hope it puts you into the right direction. As you can see, there is a mixed bag. KZN looking a bit wet, whereas the other areas of the country is starting to pick up and looking fairly decent. But it all depends on the weather gods for this weekend. However, one thing we do know for certain is that there is fish out there. So guys, go out and get those rods bending. Guys, as always, this is Angler News South Africa, South Africa's first fishing podcast series. And wherever you are listening to this, please hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, and comment. Let us know what you feel, what your catches are, what you want to hear about, areas that we are not possibly touching on. We try to cover it all and try to bring you the best possible results to make sure you get on the right fishing spot. But we need to hear from you, so make sure you get in touch with us. Guys, once again, this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Please give them a call, because not only do they cover your personal watercrafts, they will also cover your home and vehicle and personal insurance as well. And it's always great to support those that support you. So guys, once again, McChrystal Insurance Brokers. For the Angler News South Africa, I am Vinesh Sugrim. Always remember to respect your bag limits and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.